joining me today, and this is what we're talking about today, energy efficiency and real estate. Joining me, Amy Tuwillis is joining me on the show today. And by the way, she's been on the show before. And so we have a lot of things that I want to share with you about her. And we have a very special guest that she's brought with her, and that is Craig Olson. For those of you that heard the first show that Amy was on, one of the things I want to say is we got to introduce you all to her in a lot of different ways. But just as kind of a reminder, you know, she is someone that has not only been sort of in the backbone and the crusader of what it means to love the earth, understand what we all can contribute to its well-being. But beyond all of that, look at the word green in many, many different ways and help people understand that there are actions and things that they could do. And her arena for doing this, one of the arenas Amy works in, is she is the broker and owner of Rhino Ross Realty. You're going to hear a little bit about her story. Of course, she was born and raised in, I'd like to say this, the south of Chicago. For those of you out there that don't know what that is, from what I hear, it's one of the best places on the planet to eat pizza. But beyond all that, we hear about the south of Chicago in many, many, many different arenas, schools, movies, different ways that we know that. It becomes a place that people hear over and over and over again. But how did that craft and shape her? You know, she transitioned into the real estate industry in 2003, and you're going to hear a little bit about that as well. But one of the things I want all of you to know is that this journey for her, what her business is all about, you know, is also a business that talks about and relates to how we can understand beyond the marketing and the properties and what's out there and the possibilities. You know, but what are some of the properties out there that have what we call green features? You know, what is it that you want to know when you're working with Amy about the house you're buying, how to make it more efficient, and what you can expect from it? So today's show, we're going to give you a pretty in-depth conversation about what energy efficiency is and what it isn't. Also joined with us today is Craig Olson. And you're going to hear about him. Amy's going to actually introduce him a little bit here in a minute. You know, he is a BPI certified home performance technician. You'll find out what that is. And he's also the manager of the Green Homes Division at Washington Energy Services. One of the things he does is he conducts home energy assessments. So today's show is for all of us to kind of step into the world of where we've been and where we are today and what's possible in your life as you look at a property that you're buying, your current property, the home that you live in, and you think to yourself, how is this working for me? What do I need to know? What are the benefits beyond being green about this? But what are the benefits for you? What can you learn? How can efficiency help you in your bank account and much more? Amy, great to have you.
Thanks.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you. I'm excited to be here.
So does that sound weird when I say south of Chicago? Does
no.
that sound odd for me? Not really, right?
Well, you got to go
from
south side.
Yeah, that's it. I knew I was missing something, but I was right about the pizza.
Yes.
You must admit. Your mother's listening, right?
You're making me want pizza right now.
I know. Every time I think about that, I think about pizza because I think I've had some of the best pizza ever.
It's some of the best pizza. You can get it overnight. You can bring it on the plane.
That's what we need to do. Why don't we get that for like our 10-year anniversary?
I've been asking you to bring some Philly cheesesteaks over here, too.
The Philly cheesesteaks, I'm going to bring you when I come back in August. I got to go back there, and I'll come back.
Okay,
then.
What's the problem?
Bring you the Philly cheesesteak. That's what we can do. I'm not sure Alaska Airlines is going to like that. But today's show is an important show, and it's important for a lot of reasons. One of the things I want to ask you is, you know, the evolution of energy efficiency, it's taken on many, many meanings. But I guess the question I want to start out with is, you know, what is it we need to know about energy efficiency, but also about you and how you carve out a part of what you do at Rhino Ross Realty that really addresses the bigger picture beyond me walking into a house and buying a house? Tell us a little bit about you and that journey of what you actually believe.
Well, I think it's really important for people to live in healthy homes. As I said last time I was on the show, you know, people spend about 90% of their time indoors. And I was trying to find a way to be passionate about the industry that I'm in, and looking for healthier homes was a great way to find meaning in what I do and also help the environment. I mean, energy efficiency is so important because it not only helps save you money, but it helps save the environment. We produce a lot of carbon emissions just to produce the electricity we have.
Well, and, you know, we're going to talk about this. This is actually really a really cool in-depth conversation. And, you know, for the show, Craig, welcome. Welcome to the show. Say hi.
Thank you for having me, everybody.
Good to have you here. It's going to be fun, isn't it?
Oh, man, I'm looking forward to it.
I know. We're going to talk about a whole lot of really good things. But let's talk about the importance of energy efficiency. And I really wasn't joking when I said that way back, you know, working in a corporate world. And I actually, believe it or not, I worked in a corporation. What my job was for the phone company when I had this job was to plan and build corporate buildings. Now, I could probably tell you on one hand, back in the day, as Benny would say, how many times the word energy efficiency came up?
Zero.
I'm telling you, you had to shine the light in somebody's eyes about that. But then something changed. And it changed a lot. You know, it didn't change like marginally. Something happened back in New Jersey, and I think it had to do with one of the governors in there. And then there was a conversation about what it is and what it isn't. I want to hear from your point of view, what is it and what has been the evolution of its meaning today?
Well, you know, as I said, energy efficiency is not only important because it has a positive benefit on our environment, but it also helps people save money. Increasing the efficiency of people's home, it directly reduces air pollution and it lowers carbon emissions. Power plants would burn less fuel if you use less energy, and it would help save on burning the fossil fuels to heat your home, lowers your carbon footprint. And everybody nowadays is interested in lowering their carbon footprint.
Well, and I think that there's some real interesting conversations to have about it, because I think this is one of those conversations where we don't know what we don't know. And that's why you're here, Craig's here. We're going to talk about these things. Some of the things that, you know, you've probably heard before, but there are also going to be things that you haven't heard before, because this is a show that is to educate and inform. The other thing I want to say to everybody out there is if we're talking about this and you've got questions, questions either about your own home or questions about energy or what you might do differently, and maybe there's something we're not covering, you know, please feel free to do one of two things. Actually, you could do, one of two things, or maybe if you want to do both, you could. But you could actually give us a call at our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Or what you can do is you can go to thedrpatshow.com or Transformation Talk Radio. On the right-hand side, there's like a little instant feedback box, and you can pop your question in there, and we will do our best to get those answered. When we come back, Amy's going to talk a bit about her journey into eco-conscious living, what it means to her personally, and then we're going to talk about where most of our residential energy comes from. How do we know about it, and what do people do? What do we do to become more energy efficient? What do we do well, and what do we do not so well? Let's take a short break, Mr. B. You guys are listening to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. Guess what? We'll be right back. Yes, everybody. Welcome back. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. Love that song. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. We've got a special show for all of you today. And we're talking about energy efficiency. You know, I found out the hard way how important it is. And there is a hard way. Today, we want to make sure that you don't find out the hard way. And the hard way really shows up when you move into your first home and you crank that heat up and you realize that, you know, the windows in your house have very little caulking and you don't put something on your fireplace and all the heat goes out and there you go. But that was then and this is now. So there are so many other things to learn about this. You know, Amy, before we jump ahead, let's take a minute and give out your website and then. You know, there's so much to cover. I'd love to hear from you about what eco-conscious living means to you, but also what do people have to know about residential energy consumption and what it means, where does it come from? And then, Craig, we're going to have you chime in.
Sounds good.
Website.
Website, rhinoroz.com, R-H-I-N-O-R-O-Z.com. I'm in the process of building a green library. There's a link for eco-conscious living on there. And I just updated some energy efficiency stuff, got some nice handouts on there people can download. And you can also go to eco-consciousliving.com.
And you're wearing green.
I am wearing green. Not on purpose.
Oops, I didn't wear my green. Oh, wait. I have green nail polish. So let's talk about this because there's a lot to cover. Where would you like to start?
I just really want people to understand why energy efficiency is so important. 65% of the global pollution that we have right now comes from energy use. And while everybody needs electricity, there's actually a clean and better way that we can generate electricity. Washington actually is one of the top five states for generating renewable energy.
Yeah.
You know, we're the number one state for hydropower electricity, and I think we're about number five for wind energy. So we're doing pretty good.
You know, being part of a state, being part of, you know, Washington State, where, you know, we do things really, many people would say we really do things way different than the rest of the world. But we are at the forefront a lot of times for things. And one of the things that I think is important is, you know, we think we know a lot about becoming eco-conscious, except when it comes to our own homes. You know, it's kind of like, we don't stop and look around in our environment to even ask the question, is this the most energy efficient I can be? So I guess the question that I want to ask you is about performance issues in the home. What does that mean, and how do you rate them?
There's a lot of common performance problems that houses have. I think the number one is probably air leakage and low insulation levels. And people don't quite realize that just by doing some air sealing and getting better insulation, how much they could actually save. But not just how much they could save is how much it actually helps the environment. You know, everyone says, oh, well, if I just do it, it's not going to do everything. But people would be quite surprised if, you know, you just changed one light bulb or turned off one light switch. It actually has a really big impact on our environment, and it can help change the world.
Mm-hmm. You know, when people talk about air leakage, what are we talking about? Windows? Are we talking about skylights? What are we talking about? Craig, you're on.
Well, I can jump in here. So, you know, homes have all sorts of different places where air is able to escape. Basically, when we're heating the home, hot air rises, and if there are things like can lights, bathroom fans, electrical penetrations, plumbing penetrations, any spot that is not sealed is a place where your air that you've paid to put in your home is going out. And then kind of the science behind it is after that air leaves, cold, denser air wants to replace it. And so by reducing the amount of air changes that a home experiences, you can have a much more comfortable and healthy home.
How well educated do you think we are in general about the details of this? I know that we put our best foot forward,
yeah,
you know, to try to do the things, you know, that are obvious, for example.
Absolutely. You know, one thing we always do is we go back to, you know, how well educated one would be with, say, their own personal health. And we all know turning off, say, a light bulb saves energy, and not having it 80 degrees in the wintertime, that makes a lot of sense. So there's stuff like that. But in terms of what's really going on with the home, there's a lot of unawareness that it's just kind of hard to understand exactly why insulation might make a home more energy efficient or how air sealing might make a home more energy efficient. So
and to what degree?
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
So it's only been within probably the past decade or so that we've started to look at homes more as a full system instead of just compartmentalizing, you know, your heating system or your insulation or, you know, windows. And by looking at the home as a full system, you're able to really understand and help homeowners understand what's going on.
How much in terms of dollars can you actually save if you decide? Let's say I raise my hand and say, okay, I want to become energy efficient. I mean, what are we talking about here?
Well, I mean, you can save, I would say, you know, 20%. Depending on the home, you can maybe save up to 40% on your heating and cooling costs.
Yeah, Dr. Pat, we see, you know, a real wide range of savings. You know, for folks who are still on oil furnaces, savings can be upwards of 60%. If the home's pretty inefficient in other areas with lots of air leaks and stuff like that, that helps. So one of the great things about a home energy audit is you do have the ability to model that savings, so homeowners are aware of the exact percentage they could expect to save by doing improvements correctly.
And so that really is the home energy audit is the thing, the tool. Let's talk about what that is, if you would tell folks a bit about what the home energy audit is, Amy.
Well, a home energy audit is an assessment of your home's performance and how it currently loses its energy. And an inspection that Washington Energy Services and Craig and his company can do. It's super thorough. They cover looking at the house, as he was saying, as a whole system. They look at the building envelope and your ducts and your heating and cooling, your appliances, your lights, your utility bills. You know, they pretty much cover everything that's within the inside of your house.
And so there is a formal structural way that someone will come in, someone like Craig, will come in and take a look at the very, very different aspects of where energy is not being used efficiently, as we said, energy leakage. I mean, how far does this go, I guess, is my question. I mean, you know, for me, I had someone say to me one time, oh, you've got to get rid of that. You got to get rid of that furnace. It's just, like, not efficient. And, you know, it didn't mean anything to me at the time. I was like, okay, it's not efficient. Let's get a new furnace. But what does that actually mean? Haven't we made great strides in the technology of things these days?
Well, I think when talking about that, it's really important to understand, you know, where most of our residential energy consumption comes from.
Yes.
And, you know, 75% of our energy consumption comes from five main areas. And one of those is heating and then cooling, water heaters, your appliances and your lighting. And so, you know, those make up the most amount of use of your home.
And so, you know, part of this is really getting to understand this and then being able to make a decision. Because how extensive is the energy audit going to be, Craig?
Well, typically an audit takes, about 3 hours to do a full analysis of a regular size home.
Uh-huh.
So it gets really thorough. We look at the home top to bottom, left to right, go into the attic. We're in the crawl space with our Tyvek suits on. so we find all sorts of fun stuff. But we do combustion safety testing. A lot of folks might not realize, like turning on your bath fans, sometimes we'll make a water heater backdraft exhaust into the home.
Really?
Yeah, because, you know, we're taking air out of the home and it wants to make up that air. And so if a water heater that's inside the building envelope is on, it mm-hmm. could be bringing, you know, that exhaust, which we don't want in the home, inside the home. So
we do
safety testing. We look at the windows. We look at basically everything with inside the building envelope.
Well, one of the things we're going to talk about when we come back is we're going to talk about some of the details of this. We're going to go through what an energy audit is. I mean, we're going to go through it in some detail and what some of the tests are, because I think sometimes it can be a little scary for folks, right? You know, you see the truck pull up, the guys come in the suit and women come in the suits and they're all like, you know. And I think it's really important to really break this down in terms of, you know, what you actually go through to do this and to let people know what they can expect. What is the average cost of something like this, Amy?
Generally, they cost about $400, mm-hmm. and, you know, it's definitely worth it for everything you can find out. But if you are a Seattle City Light customer, you can actually go online, you can get a coupon code, and you can get an energy audit for $95. It gets subsidized
wow.
by them. And if you're outside of the city of Seattle, and you mentioned Rhino Ross Realty, Washington Energy Services will actually give you one for a half price at $199.
That's great.
Yahoo.
That's great. Yeah. No. Yeah. That
it's
is
worth
a,
it, people.
That is like a Yahoo. It really is. Because when we come back, we're going to talk about some of the things you do find. You know, we're going to talk about some details. Some of the things you may be like, ah, yeah, okay, I know what they're talking about. We're going to really talk about, you know, in the journey that both Amy and Craig have gone on, what are some of the things they found? You know, what are some of the possibilities? What are the things that you think you know about, but perhaps not? We're going to take a short break here on the Dr. Pat Show. When we come back, Craig, Amy, they're going to take a look at the test, and they're going to see what might be possible. And then once the test is done, where do you go from there? Stay tuned. We'll be right back with...
Just know you're not alone, 'cause I'm going to make this place your home. Settle down, it'll all be clear. Don't pay no mind to the demons, they fill you with fear.
Hey, Hey, everybody, welcome back. So I love doing this show with Amy and with Craig for a couple different reasons. You know, I've owned a bunch of different homes, one of them built new, others that had to be, what do you call it, remodeled, things like that. And one of the things is we don't want you guys to learn about this the hard way. I mean, you know, we're living in a world now where there's so much information available where you can actually take action on your own behalf and provide the kind of cost-effective savings that you're looking for. And at the same time, you know, you get to check the box off that says, yeah, I'm green conscious as well. I don't think there's enough of us that could learn about what it means to be, you know, eco-conscious in terms of just about everyday things that we do. And I think, Amy, you talked to it earlier about how much time we spend in the home, and it is an enormous amount of time. I want to jump in here and talk about what the audit is, but before we do, can you both give out some websites for people so they know where they can find out more about you? Amy, give out your website.
RhinoRoz.com. There's a lot of useful information for buyer's tips, seller's tips, property searches. There's also Eco-Conscious Living Link, where I'm building a green library right now. It's got some indoor air quality information, energy efficiency, and I'm going to be adding stuff on green building techniques, materials, and retrofitting your existing home.
And we are at WashingtonEnergy.com, and so our website has a whole bunch of different stuff, all the different products and services that we do. We, at Washington Energy, we are actually in quite a few things, windows, doors, heating systems, air sealing insulation. So if you want to check us out, that's WashingtonEnergy.com.
Awesome. Energy audit.
And that tone, I think, resonates with a lot of people.
They do.
You know, you open that door, and you can see the homeowner. There's definitely some apprehension. It's sort of like, you know, going to your physical right after the Christmas season, maybe a few extra dinners, haven't been doing the workout. And so folks know maybe,
they're very self-conscious.
Yeah, they're a little worried about what's going to happen. So the first thing we do with a home energy audit is we sit down with the homeowner and we just have a conversation about why they got the home energy audit, what's, you know, their main concerns,
right,
or their comfort issues, efficiency issues. We look at those utility bills. And from there, we start doing the testing. We head up into the attic and we spend about 15 to a half an hour up there. And basically, there's a lot of different things in attics that we want to examine, from skylights to any air leaking penetrations, stuff like that. We do the same thing in the crawl space.
What does that mean?
That means...
I really want to understand the air leaking thing. Now, this is what, the third time we've mentioned it? And I got three questions from our listeners here.
Perfect. So... if you happen to go up into your attic and you follow one of your electrical penetrations, most likely there's a half inch to an inch hole, and then there's a small wire going into your house.
Mm.
If the home was built prior to 2005, those things are not sealed, and that is a spot where air that your conditioning is able to escape. And so we're looking for spots like that. The can lights, that's a big one. Plumbing penetrations, there's kind of a whole variety. In fact, even the seams between sheetrock are areas where air can leak outside into the unconditioned space. So we really want to examine exactly where those air leaks are. From there, after the attic and crawl space inspection, we do the combustion safety testing. So we're actually able to measure the amount of carbon monoxide that the furnace is producing, or whatever heating system you may have. And that tells us how efficient the system is running, because people think maybe that, hey, you know, I have an 80% efficient furnace. It must be running at 80% efficient. Well, oftentimes it's not. If it's older than 15 years, very rarely it's at 75% efficient. So that is something we take a look at. We also look for gas leaks. One out of every four homes with gas, we do find a gas leak. I think we found one in Amy's house.
In your house?
Yep.
Oh, no.
So, obviously, we do not want natural gas or propane going into the
conditioned
space.
I have to ask a question about this, because Linda and I have been a big fight about this. Okay, so if you discover a gas leak, this really leads to a different question, the role of carbon monoxide things, right?
Yeah. Well,
I mean, what's the relationship between that? Because Linda and I had a big conversation about what some of these things do and what they don't do.
I think everything, I mean, everything is all connected. One important thing that we are going to talk about is, you know, we're focusing on energy efficiency, but once you start tightening your building envelope, getting aware of the air leakage, you really have to focus on indoor air quality, because you're going to start tightening everything. You know, air is not going to be able to move around. You really have to focus on indoor air quality, especially if you have a small gas leak. The gas leak they found in our house was so small. You could rarely smell it, but I mean, PSC was out there within an hour to fix it, because it still is putting something into our house.
Okay, so I got a question from Martha about something Amy said. So here's the question. You ready? Okay, so when you do this, do you look at how, because you said this, do you look at how tight a house is? And how tight do you want a house to be for it to breathe?
We sure do. We do what's called a blower door test, and it's actually the last test that we do. And we hook a big fan, essentially, up to the house, and it simulates a 20-mile-per-hour wind hitting the home in all directions at once. And so that helps us identify where air is leaking, and we use an infrared camera to help us find those spots. But in regards to how much air we want in the home, the Building Performance Institute standard is 0.35 air changes per hour. So what we're able to do with the blower door is get a number at the depressurized state and use some math to come back to ambient conditions to rate the home. All right, here's 0.35 air changes, say 1,000 CFM for a home, and your home is at 2,200 CFM. So the home could be 1,200 CFM tighter without affecting the health and safety of the folks inside.
Okay, thanks, Martha, for that question. All right, let's continue. The audit is a really good thing. It really is a good thing. And, you know, you guys do a great job at doing this, because this is what we've said before. Those of us that own homes, we don't know what we don't know. And it's so important to find out what's going on in your house. So go ahead, Craig.
And the great thing, Dr. Pat, is what we're able to do is we're able to prioritize for folks their home improvement needs. So, you know, a lot of times people will think, geez, my windows, they make me feel cold. I don't like the look of them. And I want to be energy efficient. And upgrading the windows absolutely has an energy efficiency benefit. When you look at the return on investment, you might want to start with some air sealing and insulation first, because that's going to give you a better return on investment versus like a window project. So because of the software that we use, we're able to actually model each improvement that a home may need and give folks that information so they can make a good decision.
Okay. Anything you want to add, Amy?
You know, I've had an energy audit by Washington Energy Services, and I didn't have them come out because we had a problem. You know, a lot of times people think, well, you know, I don't think there's anything going on with my home, so why should I have someone come out? But it's good to just have an energy audit come and see what's wrong with your house. You know, there's little things with air sealing where under our doors, you know, we just need a new weather stripping and caulking. I mean, it's $5 and it helps save something and it makes a big improvement. And then areas you wouldn't even think, you know, some windows in the basement, why don't even go down there? Well, it's actually completely leaking around it and it's affecting your upstairs, even though it's downstairs, and how everything's connected. The energy audit itself, it's really cool. They use an infrared scanning tool, and it, you know, they can point it everywhere around the house, and you just hold it in front of you, and it, you know, it shows the changes in temperature. And you can see where the outside air is actually coming in. I mean, you look up in the corners and you look down, and I mean, it's amazing.
Cool.
You can see the leaking from your house.
Okay, so part of the question, I got Sherry is asking a question of you, Amy. Does the inspection also help when wanting to sell your home, and what should be done prior to making the house more appealing to home buyers? Or is this just for people that are staying in their home? Isn't that a great question?
That is a good question.
It's a good question.
I would get it done
if I were selling, because I think it's a big thing to be able to say, oh, look.
It's a big marketing point. You know, when I list a place, I normally have it inspected beforehand anyways, so the homeowners can actually know what to expect when a buyer comes in and they get the house inspected. But if you not only, you know, have the house inspected, but you have an energy audit done and you say that you've done some stuff, that's a direct marketing selling point.
Right.
You know, it's like Craig was saying, air sealing and insulation, your payback period, I think, is something like 5 years. It's much lower. It happens much quicker than replacing your windows, and it's much cheaper. But that is a huge marketing point to say, you know, that we've just put up insulation levels and air sealed the house.
Yeah.
And if I can add,
yeah,
one of the great things with Washington Energy, we do after air sealing and insulating what's called a test out. So after the work is done, we come back and we redo the blower door test. We recheck the home for those safety things because we have tightened the home. And we will take the homeowner's report and go through it with them and show the improvements quantitatively.
That's great.
And so that's another selling tool where, you know, you can say, we've just done these improvements. Our home is now much more energy efficient. We're up to new construction standards in terms of insulation.
Mm-hmm.
So the prospective buyer can have that peace of mind that they're not going to get hammered with really high utility mm-hmm. bills.
So what is the some of the rebates and tax things that are available around this? If you could comment on that.
Yeah.
That's always a question for people, you know?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So there's a couple of different federal ones.
All right.
With insulation, there is a federal tax credit up to $500. So that's a pretty good one. There's also stuff with windows, doors. I believe it's up to $200 for that. Heating systems, upgrading to a high-efficiency heating system, there's a $300 tax credit. And with a high-efficiency water heater, there is another $300 tax credit. So insulation and air sealing is the highest tax credit federally. And then the best thing homeowners can do is whatever utilities
mm-hmm.
they have, go into their websites. There's usually a really comprehensive list of
okay.
the different rebates. I did grab Puget Sound Energy's because
okay.
that would be the utility that I would say the majority of folks at least have something with them.
Okay.
Probably the best stuff right now is if your home is heated by like electric baseboards
yeah.
or oil or something
yeah.
like that. These new ductless heat pump systems
okay.
are really efficient. And Puget Sound Energy and I know Tacoma Power, they're offering
okay.
a $1,200 rebate for those ductless systems
because
oh, of the efficiency of them.
Well, one of the things we're going to do, we're going to go to break, but here's what I want to do. We have something to give away, and I'd like to give it away, and we have to give it to the first caller. Tell everybody what you're going to give away.
I think energy audits are very important. I've actually paid for them for a few of my clients, and I want to pay Rhino Ross Realty for Washington Energy Services to come out and do an energy audit for people so they can see, you know, besides the fact of how good it is, once you get a report back, it also
yeah.
lets you know how it saves the environment and what
Whoa,
impact you're helping.
Good. So for those of you out there living in Washington State, Western Washington, I would imagine, what we want to be able to do is Amy and Rhino Ross Realty is giving away to the first caller. This is huge. They're going to give away an energy audit for your house. Come on. Phones are ringing already. 1-800-930-2819. We'll be right back. We'll be right back. Are you? Hey, everybody. Welcome. Thank you. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. Thank you, Amy, for that amazing. Craig, thank you for that amazing gift. That's really super, super, super. Thank you, too, for doing that. Please give out your website again. And then what we're going to do is we're going to give you some tips, some tools, some really kind of free things you can do. And you know, be able to say, look, this is something you could do now. So take a minute, give out your websites, and then let's do it.
RhinoRoz.com, RhinoRoz.com. Lots of useful tools on energy efficiency, buying, selling tips, property searches.
All right, and WashingtonEnergy.com. And you can also give our folks in our customer care center a call at 800-398-4663. They are awesome, I promise. And so, again, WashingtonEnergy.com.
Super. It's all you, Amy.
Thanks.
It's all you, Craig.
You know, something I wanted to talk about when speaking of energy efficiency, everyone wants to know how much money can I save. I know we talked about it a little bit earlier, but I wanted to give, you know, one specific example about that. And that's just talking about one bulb, one energy efficient light bulb. Everybody wants to know, well, why should I spend, you know, maybe there are three times as much as a traditional bulb. So why do I want to go and spend, you know, $5 for a four-pack of CFLs instead of $1.50 for a four-pack of traditional bulbs? You know, and the reason for that is it lasts 10 times longer than a traditional bulb. But besides the fact that it lasts 10 times longer, you probably save about $50 over the life of that bulb in energy costs. So spending, you know, $3.50 more is worth the $50 you save. But it also uses 75% less energy than a traditional bulb. So again, you're using less energy, the power plants are burning less fossil fuels, and you're helping the environment.
That's a big number. That's a big equation. You know, 10 times, those numbers, when you actually play them out, that turns into money.
What is it? I mean, just one bulb. If you just turn off, you know, one bulb a day for an hour, it saves like $3 a year. And it's just turning off one light switch a day.
Right. Perfect. Good.
There's lots of free things that people can do, too. You know, we've talked about, you know, living green, eco-conscious living. One of the biggest myths we talked about is, well, I can't afford to do it. I can't afford solar panels. You know, there's so many other things you can do. And in regards to energy efficiency, there's not only a lot of low-cost things you can do, but there's a lot of free things that you can do. You can go home. You can do them right now, tonight.
Well, and there are things that we can do. I mean, you know, one of the things that I learned as a kid is from my uncle. It's real simple. Run your hand next to the window in the winter or in the summer, but run your finger next to the window and you could feel the air come through. Now, if you could feel the air come through your window, Craig, that's not a good thing.
It's not. and it's certainly, you know, a big thing is it's going to really affect your comfort in the home, but as well as the energy efficiency. But Amy, you know, working with the low cost, no cost stuff, another thing that I'd like to let folks know, if you have a fireplace, make sure you make sure that damper's closed. We find that all the time on energy audits.
Well, that's a good one.
And that's a huge, you know, that's a foot by 3 foot, you know, hole that's going outside. So that's a big one. Make sure those dampers are closed. And yeah.
Okay.
I think a lot of times, too, you know, when you say it, people are like, well, it's summer. It's summer. What does it matter? So my house is warm. But, you know, even in the summer, if you take your thermostat and you raise it from 72 to 78 degrees, you know, you can save like $25 a month in energy costs. Having your thermostat set higher in the summer is a good thing because it saves money. And even in the winter, if for a few hours a day you lowered your thermostat, it saves you a lot of money.
I have a question, and I know this is we're a little short on time, but there's a question that comes up over and over in my mind. You know, many of the homes were built and they have one thermostat for the entire house. You know what I mean? That thing that monitors the heat. Mm-hmm. Like, they got three floors in the house and you got like one thing. That can't possibly be efficient. Are there things that you can do short of replacing that to help with that scenario?
Short of replacing it, not a ton. There's the newer heating systems have different speeds on them,
okay.
which helps for sure. And then other things, some thermostats actually have the ability to have a remote control. So say the bedroom's upstairs and the thermostat's downstairs,
okay.
You can have a remote system with that as well.
All right, cool. All right.
You know, some other things that people can do, everyone's probably had their parents follow them around and turn the lights off after you leave the room. And there's a lot of truth to that. You know, turning off the lights saves a lot of money. As I said, just turning off one light switch for an hour a day can save $3 a year. Well, imagine if you're leaving all the lights on in your house, you know, all day long. It all adds up.
Do you know what my pet peeve is? Do you want to hear it?
Love to.
Because I was the number one violator of this. Leaving the bathroom fan on. I mean, all day.
Yeah, and
what are we thinking?
The older bathroom fans actually are quite inefficient. The newer Energy Star rated ones are a lot better. So yeah, turning that off after using, that's great. And then also, I was just thinking about this, but with a thermostat, make sure you're letting that thermostat work for you. Most of them have programmable settings on them.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you're not in the house, you can have the home drop 5 or 6 degrees,
mm-hmm.
and then it'll warm back up when you're going into the home. So make sure you're using mm-hmm. that programmability.
Good. Amy.
You know, there's a lot of free tips that yeah. people can do. I know we're short on time here. I made a PDF that I put on my website that has a bunch of free tips, and you can download that at rhinoroz.com. You can also go to ecoconsciousliving.com, and I've got a link to a PDF that's got a bunch of different healthy habits that you can do to become energy efficient. You know, I think the goal today of what we were talking about, the whole goal is to actually be energy efficient. And, I mean, if you were going to go to the opposite extreme, it would be to have, you know, a zero net energy home.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's like a brand new construction, just operate and you're all efficient by yourself. But every little bit helps. You know, if you can change the way that you live, you can change the world. And I know people might think that sounds cheesy, but, you know, there's this stat that I think is really important. And what it is that, you know, if every American just changed one light bulb in their house, one traditional light bulb in their house with a regular CFL bulb, that would actually save enough energy to light 3 million homes a year. Just by every person changing one light bulb. And that saves about $600 million a year in energy costs. It reduces 9 billion pounds of greenhouse gas emissions. And that's equivalent to taking 800,000 cars off the road.
Why don't we put together a light bulb challenge
on the Dr. Pat idea.
I love it.
Change one of your light bulbs.
We're going to do a pledge on the website for you guys to pledge to change one light bulb. We're going to do this. I love this idea, and we just need some information. Let's get the PDF websites again, please, everyone.
EcoConsciousLiving.com.
And WashingtonEnergy.com.
Love it. I want to thank you guys for tuning us in, turning us on. Amy, Craig, this was so good. This wasn't as good.
I'll be
Dr.
back.
Pat, you're
you
on.
I'll
are
be back August 14th.
What are we going to talk about
we'll
then?
We'll be talking about indoor air quality, and we'll have Sherry Zenner give us, she'll be an expert talking about that.
Indoor air quality, big
August
one.
14th.
Thank
awesome.
You guys
thank
very
you
much.
Thank you very much.
All right, we're going to take a short break, everybody. We'll be right back with the show.